Shout out Northeast Ohio, all of that, man. Get your
Hey,
shout outs in. You got a Laker dig? You got a Laker dig or what?
Man, what am I on Lakers? Man,
you know, so you going to dig on Lakers fans? Like, come on.
I'm on Team LeBron. Y'all already know that. Y'all been know that. You knew that.
Let's give a real take on all of the Lakers, right? There's a lot of them that was hating on LeBron, right? Now he on your team. I don't see shit.
Bro,
I don't see
why you
old.
Bro, why,
I
was trying
I
to wait till
up
Friday.
For you today. You didn't see it. I summed it up for you. The Laker fans sold for the chip, baby.
I didn't see that.
I was trying to wait till Friday. I was trying to wait till it was a done deal.
They sold for the chip, man.
I'm seeing a lot of
Lakers fans hated LeBron. Then now that he's on the team, they don't say much about him. But they praise AD, but they don't say much about LeBron.
I'm seeing that narrative.
Y'all seen that meme with Vince McMahon walking into the thing with the little bebop walk?
Yeah.
That's how I'm walking into the Sports Unlimited, man. Because, like, I don't think we all been together since, what, 2013,
14?
But we done went through three sports groups with this, right? And, you know, so it was the year – I think we all linked up the year the Heat beat the Spurs, not Spurs, the year the Heat won their first chip against Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
So that was the first year I was feeling myself. You know, that was the first year I was feeling myself. Then they repeat. I was feeling myself a little more. Then they lose. And, you know, and then when he went to Cleveland and won his, I said that. I came on the show, right? And I said, look, I ain't arguing with nobody no more. This chip
ain't nothing to argue about.
In Cleveland, I'm not arguing no more.
Yeah,
Cleveland,
you said that. If he went in Cleveland, there's no more arguments. And you're right.
I'm not debating with folks no more. I'm not debating with y'all. And if you notice, I ain't really debated with nobody. I throw a little slick jab here and there, but I ain't like arguing with you no more about this. I'm not saying he the GOAT. That's not because you know y'all know me. I think my GOAT is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Will Chamberlain right now. I mean, when you average 50 and 24 a year, kind of hard for me to argue you ain't in GOAT status.
He ain't even got to be the GOAT, bro. You know, like, you know, he one of the best to ever do it. Like, I'm going to say it like that. But call out them Laker fans that was hating on him for real. Like, it's different. Like, me, I ain't hating on him. I just was heavily criticizing him. But I respect it.
You had Grooms in analytics.
I have my analytics. I got numbers. I got numbers for everything.
But,
you know, he didn't do shit in the last 5 minutes. But I had other numbers that I left out. You know, what you call that shit? Exculpatory evidence. I left that shit out. You know what I mean? But
our girl kind of has toned down her criticism.
Bruh.
She's become more fair. I will give her that. She's become more fair in her critiques. Most of her analysis at this stage is extremely spot on for the time that it's going down. I give her that. I'm not – but – You, hey man, I love my man Cam Ridley. That's my dude. That's my man, 50 grand. Love that cat. Love that brother. That's a father right there. Hey, he just got a second daughter, too. You know
I know. He hit me up. I congratulated him.
That's my man, 50 grand. But he was hating. I got to say, he was hating.
He was beyond hating. What about Jay Lloyd? Jay Lloyd,
he got his Ric Flair belt. He got his Ric Flair belt.
I'm gonna get that, Jay.
Hey, Lloyd was on his thing.
I'm gonna get that, Lloyd. Trust me.
In fairness to the Laker fan, I'm gonna give him this. In fairness to the Laker fan, they was Team Kobe, and I'm not mad at him for being Team Kobe. I'm not. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I don't even. You know, in honor of Kobe, you know, God rest his soul, passing, I don't even, like, engage in Kobe versus LeBron arguments anymore. That conversation to me is dead. You're not going to get me to speak in on Kobe at this stage. And granted, like, a lot of people probably thought I hated Kobe, but I watched Kobe as a junior in high school, you know, via the Slam magazines.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him since he was young and come through. You know what I mean? To where he was throwing up Q signs before. I don't even know if he knew he was throwing up Q signs.
I don't think he knew that, but But hey, but at the same time, you seen him and you seen LeBron too. You seen LeBron come through high school.
Yeah,
so I mean,
so,
we saw them grow up. We did.
Yeah. So I think, in fairness to the Laker fans, they was holding on to you know, before Kobe passed, they was in that Kobe bag. And so anything that made it seem like you wasn't putting Kobe in the conversation, they was hating on whoever that was. I mean,
trust
they,
me, bro.
Really
I've been
on,
there.
They didn't hate,
I
on, they didn't hate on Tim Duncan because, like, even though Tim Duncan should be in the conversation, nobody ever really put Tim Duncan
nobody
in the
really
conversation.
Nobody really talks about him.
You know what I mean? But
I think
but
it's
Brian
because
Payne,
they didn't repeat. If they would have repeated, what, I think you would have they would have brought them in the conversation, in the fold.
I think what it is about LeBron is he didn't come out of New York. I'm just going to give you the things that worked against him coming. You know, because you had Felipe Lopez, who was highly touted coming out of New York. You had Stephon Marbury, who was highly touted coming out of New York. Sebastian Telfair. Nobody hated on them cats. Them cats, before
Marbury
before
was the
Marbury,
best of that group.
You had,
yeah, he was the best
you
of
had
that group.
Old boy. But you had old boy. What's Kenny Anderson? God, I remember when the hype
oh,
about Kenny
was
Anderson.
Kenny was nasty, though. He deserved all his accolades. Yeah.
When he went to G-Tech, he was like, this, that dude. You know what I mean? So, so you know, New York cats get a certain amount of love without criticism, right?
Right, right.
So you got this kid coming out of Akron. Where the hell is Akron, man? Who comes out of Akron? You know, that's that thing. You know what I mean? You got that working for you. You know, who, Akron? Like, for real, Akron? And, you know, a lot of Akron folks are like, really? Like, we produce pros.
You produce
maybe
pros
not
in
the
Akron.
Level.
They definitely did. I mean,
maybe
but you got to know
level
that.
Of LeBron, but we produce pros. Not, like,
now,
we
you
knew that.
You
no,
got
no,
Hall
no.
of Famers that came out of there. So,
yeah,
you know,
we
but
that.
You have to know that, though. Yeah.
Right. And so you got this kid coming out of Akron. I remember I was in Germany at the time. He's like, what's up with this kid from Akron? I'm like, boy, the truth, he's going to be nice. And then he had that ESPN guy. Yeah, I ain't quite sure yet. He looked nice, but I don't know, no, no. You know, like, was like, he, you know, he put the chosen one on his back. You know, the ESPN, the Sports Illustrated magazine. I mean, but, like, has he not lived up to the hype?
I think I would say yes, because he's has not averaged less than 20 points per game. I mean, let's just keep it a buck. Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, he is once in a generation player, but no, don't lose focus here. The Laker fans was talking that bullshit. I used to be a Laker fan, all right? I bowed out gracefully, 2018. Like, yo, I'm tired, bro. I lived through the 70s when we ain't win shit. I lived through the 90s when we ain't win shit. You know, we got, you know, we won some chips. I seen a lot of chips. You know, Kobe passing was, you know, that was devastating. But when LeBron came, I was like on my way out anyway. 2018, I was like, yo, I'm done, man. Yo, but I wasn't hating. These cats was hating.
I think they love them. I think the hate
they
really
don't
comes
love them,
from.
They don't love him.
No, they don't love him.
But
they, love
right,
do
they don't love him, but
they
ain't hating him.
They love what he do for
him. They ain't hating him, though.
But they not
they love what
they
do for him.
They love, exactly. They love what he's doing for the team so they can get the 17th championship. So they're not going to say anything to disrespect that. But
and they never will
probably, but you see how they go around the subject. They say AD, if AD has the great game, we win easily.
I've been seeing that.
AD's the MVP of this series. LeBron did this and that, but AD. Now, when they lost that one game,
you know what I say to this, man?
They was on his back.
AD is a phenomenal basketball player, man. This dude, like, you know, even watching that game yesterday, how many buckets were not scored because Cass was afraid to even try a layup because AD was in the middle of the paint. So I mean, his mark on the game was potent. It might not be as obvious as LeBron's stat line, which was a ridiculous stat line. Like
all the
like
time.
he's averaging 28. 10 and 9 for this playoffs, and so or
yeah,
for this
he up
series,
there.
And Cass is like, oh my god, he's down in this series, 28-9 or 28-10-9 is down. Okay, I'll take
now,
that.
His assist is actually up, but you know, I don't know where people be going with
but
that.
That's
like,
the, Well, the thing is, when you set the bar so high for expectations of your performance, like Aaron Rodgers said, my down years is people's career years.
That's a fact.
And the first thing I said was talk that ish, A-Rod. Talk your stuff, man. But I wasn't even thinking about the LeBron aspect of it till just now. His down finals is Cat's career finals.
Cats, now I don't know too many cats that average 28 and 10. I'm talking about assists, okay? So let's not even count the boards.
You ain't even count the boards.
Forget the boards. I know he gonna get 9, 10 boards, but I'm talking about his assists. You're talking about 28 and 10. Like, come on, bro.
It is so like effortless looking. Like you look up and say, oh shit, he had 28 points now. And like if you look at his fourth quarter yesterday, right? That fourth quarter, like it was so, I won't say nonchalant, but it was so. What do you mean he scored 14 in the fourth quarter? Whatever it was, I think it was 11 or 14, one of the two. I think can't remember which number that was, but it was double digits. He scored that much in the fourth quarter? For real?
Listen,
really?
Man.
When
he dropped that shoulder and when he was operating from 12 feet in. He score whenever he want. And I've been saying
the
this for 10 years. I know about the fadeaway. The fadeaway he added that in the last 4 or 5 years. But even the fadeaway is only from 12 feet, though. You know, so it's like he refined his game. But, yo, he is the MVP. Nobody could tell me, if AD, yo, I don't want to hear that shit. AD is nice. He's a great player. He's still soft, though.
I think AD's game 3 is working against AD.
Nah, before that I called him soft though, man.
His game 1 and 2 was phenomenal, man. I mean,
maybe he took too many jump shots.
You talking to a LeBron man? You talking to a LeBron fan, man? I mean, it was. I think games 1 and 2 it was definitely neck and neck, probably, and I would say probably leaning towards AD. But then he had that game 3, and it's like, bruh, you can't be the MVP with a 15-point game, and your man's is averaging 28-9-9 or 28-10.
That's what I'm trying to say. You have the consistency. AD is nice, but LeBron's stat line is very, very great. It's just good. You know, he's giving you the 28-10-9. You know, like, all right, we expect that. AD, really, realistically for me, if AD would give me 30-10, 25-10, I'll leave him alone. But you can't go, all right, I'm going to have 25 points first half, disappear in the second half. Or I'm going to have 30 this game and only going to have 4 rebounds. You can't do that. Can't do it.
I'll be honest with you. But you know who I really think is the quiet MVP of this team? To be honest with you. Rondo.
I already know who you was going to say. Rondo. So,
to me, Rondo, they don't win this chip without Rondo.
No, they don't.
Playoff Rondo is real. Playoff Rondo is a real thing. It's a real thing. I mean, and like it's not like how many points he scores. It's his ability to be a point guard, man. The dude, like, you feel like the Lakers are going to get a bucket when he's running the point guard.
He runs the show.
I mean, and I don't mean like a LeBron-style bucket where, you know, he just puts his head – I won't even say put his head down. When LeBron goes aggressive to the cup, it's almost always going to be a layup where he's going to the free throw line. Most times. I mean, there's times when the referee don't give him the call. But, I mean, that's a whole other kind of
thing. I mean, yeah. But Rondo's attacking.
But Rondo creates at the perimeter with that rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he has the ability to get to the cup. And his jumper been on point. This whole playoffs.
That's scary.
Like,
actually.
Rondo ain't got no jumper.
Not at all.
In real life. But his jumper been, you know, 40-something% from three?
Bro, he had so many threes that he keep bringing out the rim has a magnet theory again, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, like to me, granted, you know, the MVP is always going to go to the name brand, the ultra name brand star. But, like, I don't think they win this chip without Rondo. And, I mean, that goes through the whole playoffs. I mean, like, if you look at – there was very particular game. And granted, they went, you know, 5-game series, first 3 rounds. So, you know, kind of take it with a grain of salt. But there were games where it could have turned a series, if you will, where they were losing. They're down by double digits. LeBron go to the bench. Rondo's in, and next thing you know, the lead gone.
But don't like, sleep, bro. Like they could be right now. Gone. They up 3. They up 3-1. This could be 2-2 if Rondo don't do what he do. They could be actually down if Rondo don't do what he do. Because the game, the only game that was a bad loss was game
was one.
That's it. The rest of the games was like, yo, it was hanging in the balance, like when you really think about it. But, I mean, I said all that. I had to bring it up because, you know, as a former Lakers fan, I had to put it out there. I see the fronting out there. Y'all out there, you're frauding. A lot of Lakers fans.
I watched six years of slander at times.
It was bad. It was pretty bad.
And I watched every single LeBron fan, regardless of how rational they've presented their arguments, be called, was it Bronies?
Bronsexuals.
Bronsexuals, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Bronsexuals.
I watched them be called Bronsexuals, so on and so forth. And like I said, after the Cavs win, I pulled back because it's like, this is, I'm not having this argument no more. Like, the dude beat the 73-19 after being down 3-1. And we're still having this conversation. Like, literally. Like, everybody thought the Golden State Warriors was the greatest team of all time. Steph Curry is the unanimous MVP, which everybody got on me for questioning why he is the first unanimous MVP. I didn't question why he was MVP, by the way. Question why he won unanimous MVP.
That's true.
And so they come back on him 3-1. And we still had this conversation. Like, come on, man. Are we serious? What are we doing here? Oh, and by the way, in that series, he leads every player in every single real category. Points.
No, every player. Point, rebound, assist.
Steals and blocks.
For the whole fight, both teams.
No, steals and blocks in there.
Yeah, he should have got MVP in the loss, but you know how that goes.
In the win. When they beat, so Draymond has to go out into his car full of tears, calls up KD, who just lost to them, by the way, 3-1 in the conference finals. And so now they have, not only do they have Klay Thompson, not only do they have Steph Curry, not only do they have Draymond Green, now, you know, they got this quote-unquote super team that just came off being 73-9. Now you add arguably the second. I'll even give you, if you wanted to say KD overtook him in the best player in the world. Now you add KD to that mix, and it's LeBron's fault that they don't beat them in the finals. Are you sick? Like, what? Really?
I got one question. Man. Can we all agree now? So the environment around KD, can we agree now that it's kind of toxic?
Bruh.
Do we agree?
When I said it at the time, I was a bronsexual for speaking that whole conversation.
Right. It was toxic. It was toxic around
I'm
LeBron.
I was a bronsexual for naysaying, right? But then, tell me what about KD and Kyrie together don't look and sound toxic?
This sounds toxic off the rip. They don't have a coach. You know, they're saying that we can all be coaches.
We can all be the commander of the unit. I can be the division commander if I want to be. Like, how ridiculous does this sound?
I think Nash should resign. Nash don't want that smoke.
Time out. We were listening to a dude who faked Twitter accounts. Fake social media account talk about toxicity. I sit my walk. The dude fake social media account to respond to people on his real account. I sit my walk as we talk about toxicity.
Yeah.
Come on, man. The other dude believes that the earth is flat.
I know he backtracked on that. I think he backtracked on that.
Nah, man. A couple of years later,
I think he did.
In my travels, I had the good fortune. Hey, do you want to come and see the pilot's cabin? sure, I'll come up there. And I got to sit in the pilot's chair. The world is round, bro. I'm just saying. I'm just
yeah.
From 37,000 feet up, the shit is round. I'm just saying. I saw the curvature that he couldn't see because the dude said the world was flat, man.
Yeah, he said the world was flat. So when you say shit like that, we'll just leave
how
it
did
at
this
that.
Stint go in Boston? How did this stint go in Boston?
Kemba was a better
Kyrie as a basketball player. I love that bing, 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 bing. I think he is the best finisher at the rim. Anybody. Like, I've seen Kyrie get off layups that I'm like, how did he get that even to the backboard? You know what I mean? Phenomenal basketball player. But if we want to talk about toxic culture and toxicity, man, look, man, playing with guys like LeBron is not easy. I ain't saying I played with LeBron type. But if you drop down levels, you have LeBrons at different levels, right?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So you got LeBrons at the high school level. You got some LeBrons at the college level. I played with LeBronish type dude before. Ricky Powers when I was at Brooklyn. Bruh, are we winning chips? Am I competing for a chance to win chips? If that isn't important to you, you're the toxic part.
That's fair.
I'm just saying. Son.
But you always know that wasn't Kyrie's goal. Kyrie's goal always been about Kyrie. Kyrie doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Kyrie just, he wanted to be the man. That's what he wants to be. He wanted to be the man. Then when he became the man, he didn't realize how hard it was in Boston to be the man and take all the fucking heat. So now he had to run. He goes to Brooklyn, so he had to partner up again with somebody else. And we'll find out how that
works
out.
We're going to see how it works out.
Based on Steve Nash being your coach, Steve Nash is not the kind of coach for these guys. Them like he's not ready for those. Those two dudes have temper tantrums. They got all kind of emotion. They emotional dudes. Like you need a strong. They needed a strong-handed coach, a Mark Jackson, somebody who can like keep it real with you. Steve Nash is not going to keep it real with those dudes. Like I don't see that, but we'll find out.
Bruh, I've been on teams where I was the man, and I've been on teams where we compete for chips, and I might have had to take a step back. I'd rather be on the chip team than be on the coach, man. Like, be on the chip team, bruh.
I'd rather win chips, man.
I'd rather, and the thing is, like, if I'm a contributor to the chip, you know, solid contributor, you know, I ain't got to be the number two dude. But I might be a three or four dude, you know, whether it's football, basketball. Am I, you know, like they say, if you average more than 10 points a game, no, you ain't part of this conversation. All right. If I'm part of that 10 points a game conversation, bro, I'd rather win the chip, man. Chips is forever.
Okay, but hold up, though. You could be a two-point guy, but you might be the lockdown guy on defense. As long as your contribution is respected, the chip will always be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they last forever. I don't care what it is. Or a winning season. Like, for dudes that everybody can't win a chip. But if you have winning seasons, if you have camaraderie, you know, I never played with guys that said the earth was flat. You know what I mean? Like, you can't ride on a train home after a game and say some stupid shit like that. Like, that didn't fly. Like, we all were basketball savants, you know, in our own areas, like this, just what we were. But you know, like that's going to be an interesting situation. I'm glad I'm not a Brooklyn fan. When I just looked at the KD situation, I'm going like, I'm not saying it's you, bro, but you backing up Kyrie, you backing up his statement. Oh well, yeah, we could coach ourselves. Wait, stop, yo. No, what are you trying to say here? Chill.
First of all, when you in the forest, when you in the trees, you can't see the forest, or however that phrase goes. Like,
I think it's the other way. If you in the forest, you can't hear the tree drop.
Yeah, you can't see the storm, how big it is when you're in the midst of the storm. You know what I mean? Because you're on the inside of it. And that's where coaching comes in, because they outside observing and they're seeing things you can't see. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I go back to, you know, senior year of high school, we was predicted to be second to last in our conference. Nobody thought that we had a shot. It was 11 seniors on that team. We had had a meeting in May before we even got to summer workouts, talking about what our goals were for the following season, how we were going to hold each other accountable, how we were going to lead the team, and whatnot. And we wound up going 8-2 and winning our conference chip. And, like, that was like the life lesson, man. We had four different running backs rush for over 100 yards in a game that year.
That's what's up.
Like, four distinct different running backs in different games rush for over 100 yards. Joe, Silat, no, five. Make that five, I'm sorry. Because our starting running back broke his thumb early in the year. So he couldn't even play. And so we had another kid who came in and rushed for 100 yards. Like, we had like five running backs that year rush for over 100 yards. It was, you talk about things that are total team efforts. We were like the Detroit Pistons when they won their chip. Like, no, we had some nice players, but we, you know, nobody that you considered at the time to be a superstar. And you know, we shot that, you know, we were like 0.8 percentage points away from being in the state playoffs that year. And the lesson I learned was make your contribution to the effort. You ain't got to be the one that's in the shine all the time. You know what I mean? Like, my shine didn't come to the end of the year, towards the last three games of the season, which happened to be three of the biggest games of the year when it came down to winning the chip. You know, one was against our arch rival. I get a pick that sets up a field goal. We win by 2 points. The next game, trap game, I get two picks. We win. One of those picks set up a touchdown. We win by 7 points. And the next week in the conference chip, I get a touchdown and a pick against the team we were playing for against the championship. So, like, in the biggest games, I got my shine. You know, the previous six, I didn't get nothing. I was mad as hell about it. But that was my lesson. The chip matters more than anything else.
It does.
You get the chip, you get the shine.
You're from a different era, like we all are. But you know, we trying to bring that back. So, I mean, but I don't know, man. I don't even know. I think we spun off into the last segment, you know, basically because, but, you know,
I would say this though.
I'm tired of Lakers. I'm tired of y'all.
I'm coaching these kids, and I'm giving my kids some of these lessons that I learned. All of our coaches, you know, we got a pretty good staff, but these are the lessons that I'm passing down to these kids. Is that, you know, the grind, the process, the system, doing your job, trusting your teammates to do their job, all of that, if you do it, if you buy in, I guarantee you at the end of the season, you'll look back and say, we were a success. You might not, maybe you don't win the chip, which we try to win the chip, by the way, but maybe you don't win the chip. But I guarantee you, like, this is the first year our organization has been together as an organization. This is the first year they've done football. Like, they've done baseball, soccer, baseball and soccer is what they've done before this season. This is first year of football. And we already beat the defending champions this year in the regular season. We're 3-0 right now. We've only given up 7 points in three games. And we're running a high school level defense with 10-year-olds. So,
that's what's up. You know what? We're gonna have to have a part B to this conversation.
Yeah, because
like the insight here is going to a whole other level. But hold up,
the process matters, man, and the youngsters, getting the young folks to understand that instant gratification is not a real thing. That you're gonna have to go through some tribulation to get to where you want to be. There's going to be days that it sucks, because I'll be watching them do sprints and bear crawls, and I'll be like, I remember that, and it sucks. But, you know, they buy in. You know what I mean? Like, you buy in, and the benefits on the backside, you know, that older wisdom, old heads will tell you, hey, man, I don't know if you want to go down that road. Ain't nothing good down there.
There it is.
You know what I mean? that old man got wisdom by two methods, either watching somebody go down that road or going down that road himself. You might want to listen.
Yo, D.A., appreciate it, brother. We going to bring you back on. We going to close out
the
show.
Yes.
Yo, you welcome anytime, brother.
Great. Hey, man. Always a pleasure having you, brother. So, great. Appreciate you.
No doubt, D.A.
Appreciate y'all, man. 100.
Wow.
All right.
The two grumpy men. Yeah, we went all over the place, but that's what we do. Politics, sports, real life, real talk.
Yes,
yo,
yes.
Bobby May, yo, woo, we got to be out of here now. This is a long one.
Yeah.
The two grumpy men, we out of here, y'all. Peace.